just a random thing. So who all is on the line right now so that we can determine whether or not we can start this GovOps meeting?
Woodcock's here.
Okay. RJ. Congressman Maker, are you on the line?
Angela's on the line.
Okay. Congressman Potts, you're here?
Yes.
Okay. So the only person we're missing is Congressman Maker. Daniel, would you like to try and get a hold of him, please? Thank you. Okay, whenever you're ready, Congressman Big Horse, you're welcome to start.
Okay, Madam Clerk, if you are ready,
whenever you are.
Okay. I call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order March 20th, 2020. Time is approximately 11:30. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
You have a quorum. Walker, would you mind rendering a prayer for us this morning?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you this day. I want to thank others that we're enjoying the changing of the seasons, Lord. I always appreciate and enjoy that, Lord. I just ask that you be with us as we conduct the business of the nation. We make decisions that take care of the people the best that we can, Lord. Obviously, like people around the world are praying that this coronavirus is taken care of and we get a vaccine and people are healed, Lord. I just pray for that, Lord, like everyone else is. Lord, just again be with us as we make decisions that affect those that we serve, Lord. Please forgive us for our sins. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Okay, we have minutes from September 25th. You'll take a moment to look those over real quick.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, we have a motion of approval of minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Do have a motion to consider with some second. All of you in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Moving on to item number 5. All we have scheduled for today is the consideration of appointees. We'll just follow them in order. The first one that I am showing is Mr. Patterson as Attorney General. I have support documentation in front of me. So I will open the floor up to any questions.
Chair.
Congressman Fox.
Is Mr. Patterson available on the phone with us today, or?
Madam Clerk, we discussed that.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
We do not have Mr. Patterson on the phone with us today. The committee has the option to have them here or not have them here. The committee's only obligation per our rules is to determine whether they are qualified or not, per the standard language in our reports. If you would like for me to contact him quickly, I can see if I can get him on the line.
What's the committee's wish? Or desire?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just inquiring as to what plan was. Do we have any of these individuals that are supposed to be calling in today, or is it just take a look at their resume, no questions asked, they're qualified by education and experience, and then we'll wait for a later date to ask questions?
Yes, sir, that's it was the way we had it laid out.
If nobody has any questions or comments, I'm prepared to make a standardized motion.
You recognize?
I move that Clint Patterson is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second. Good thought.
I have a motion and a second for approval of Patterson for the office of Attorney General. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are you going to have any discussion?
Discussion.
This is Congresswoman Edwards. I have a question.
You have the floor.
Can someone explain to me what the process the committee undertook to determine that there were no ethical or legal barriers to service?
Do we have a standard process for appointees and how they are vetted?
Chair Bickhorst, could you remake or restate what you just said? I didn't fully understand it.
Congresswoman Edwards is wanting to know what the process is for the, I guess, validity or correctness of the support documentation. Is that correct, Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I was asking how the committee determined whether there are ethical and legal barriers to service, and that the question goes, it's a general question.
Chair Bickhorst.
Congressman Walker.
Congresswoman Edwards, you chaired many committees in the past that have considered appointees, and I would pose the same question to you.
Well, when I chair, I try to always have the appointee available in person or by phone so that the committee members can ask questions and satisfy themselves of that.
I understand your concern. This is in the chair. But we're under difficult circumstances right now, and I think every electronic means that I have is being utilized, or I would try to call Mr. Anderson. But I do know that I've had conversation with almost every one of the appointees, and know personally almost every one of them with the exception of one. So I really don't have any question from any of these. I understand that you might to do something different.
I do have questions, and I've been putting them in writing so that he can have the nominees can have opportunities to respond. If you have a different process, I'm happy to follow your process, and maybe it's not going to happen in committee, it's going to happen on the floor, but I want to give everybody ample notice and opportunity. And I think if he didn't even know that he might be called on to appear today, that maybe it would be appropriate to find another day for him to do that.
Congressman Big Horse, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk, please.
Our congressional rules state that once the committee reports the candidate, any member of Congress may move during the motions portion of a session for a nominee interview to be placed on the agenda, and alternatively may move for confirmation consideration of the nominee to be placed on the agenda. The motion is subject to amendment and requires the affirmative majority vote of the members present to pass. So according to that rule, once this committee makes the motion to report them to Congress, that would be the appropriate time for an interview process.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
That was an unforeseen. and we're going to run into a lot of unforeseen things because we didn't have a lot of time to put this together. So I'd like to hear from the rest of the committee as far as what you want to see or what you want to do.
This is Alice. So I've gone through the resumes that we have and all the paperwork that we have on file for that were submitted in an email. And I would like for us to just move forward with how we just did it, unless we have any questions as a committee that feel like need to be addressed before there are motions made to send out that there are no legal or ethical barriers. And in the event that anyone on Congress has something that they want to address in an interview, then it can be done and taken care of the way the clerk just mentioned.
Okay. Does that satisfy you, Congresswoman Edwards?
Yeah, so long as I understand how we're doing it, I'm fine. But let me say, I do have questions, and I want to be able to have those questions answered before we vote on confirmation.
Chairman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So, in the past, in my early days, it was typical that the appointees would be present, and there was a lot of open questions, not just related to the motion about qualifications and ethical or legal barriers. In the past year or two, it's been more typical that the appointees have not been present. You know, you said that you talked to each one of them. Whenever I chair committees, I always reached out and talked to the appointees and gave them the option to be there or not, but told them that it wasn't necessary. With that said, to me, if anybody on the committee or on Congress has questions or concerns about an appointee, to me, it would be on them to reach out to the chair to ask that they be present to answer those questions or concerns. That's my thought, and we are still considering a motion.
Okay. Let's vote on this motion, then we will conclude a brief recess and discuss what we're doing. So the motion is, Madam Clerk, would you state motion?
Yes, Congressman Walker made a motion to approve to report Clint Patterson, appointee for the position of Attorney General, as qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay, we had a motion, and I believe that was a second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, Mr. Patterson passes. Madam Clerk, I'm going to request a brief recess real quick. We explain the situation.
Absolutely.
Without objection. I have Ms. Shannon Lockett for the election board.
Are you guys in recess right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we are.
Thank you, Chairman.
Congresswoman Edwards. I call this meeting back to order. 11:55. And discussion. We are going to move on through the appointees, and next up is Ms. Shannon Lockett for the election board. I have her information, and you won't get through with it for a while. Any question?
Who just entered the call, please? Hello?
Was it one beep or two beeps?
It was one.
Osage Nation Purchasing, Lauren White. We're just here to listen.
Thank you.
Can we have you listen? Well, actually, streaming. Okay, can we have you listen through the website, please, instead of on the call?
No problem. We will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Burke. Okay.
Chair Bickhorst.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Congresswoman Goodfox. I move that the candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. For Shannon Lockett.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Nomination of Shannon Lockett to the Convention Election Board. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, moving on to our third appointee, That would be Ms. Terry Hazen, again, to the Osage Nation Election Board. Her information up right now. Ms. Hazen has been there for some time. So any discussion, any question?
Chair Bickhorst? This is Congresswoman Goodfox. I'd like to move that the candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service for the candidate, Terry Hazen.
Okay, I have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
A motion and a second for Ms. Terry Hazen to be on the Osage Nation Election Board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, Hazen, we'll move on. On our appointee list would be Mr. Monty Bullinger, Osage Foundation Board. Again, I'm pulling his information up, but I visited with him, and I know that he has been on the board for some time also. Okay. Any question or any discussion concerning Mr. Bollinger?
Chair Bickhorst, I'll make a motion that the candidate is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay. We have a motion for Mr. Bollinger. Looking for a second. I have a motion for Mr. Monty Bollinger, Osage Foundation Board. Do we have a second?
Congressman Walker seconded.
Okay, have a motion and a second. All those in favor, sending aye.
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 Aye. And just for the record, I just got a text from one of our clerks. So my motion was for Monty Bollinger that we just voted on. I didn't mention the name. Sorry.
I believe I'm sure I did.
Okay.
So Mr. Bollinger will move on, and we will move down to 11E, Mike Wellner. And he is, looks like the Utility Authority Board. Let me. Okay, I have his information here. I'm not familiar with Mr. Wellner. Any discussion or question about Mr. Wellner?
Chairman.
Seeing
Chairman Bickhorst. Nobody has any questions. I'll make the motion.
Okay. I've looked through everything and I have no questions. Are there any questions from any other committee members? Seeing none, Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
I move that Mike Wellner is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion for Mr. Wellner and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Wellner will pass. And that Congressman Walker that made a motion, Congresswoman Goodfox seconded it. Congressman Walker and Congresswoman Goodfox, you were the first and the second for
yes.
Mr. Wilm?
Yes.
Correct. That made the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Looks like it's still... Utility Board, Mr. Gary Bird. I think Mr. Bird has been on there for a while also.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes. You state your name.
Speaker Tillman, if no one has any questions, I'd like to make a motion. Gary Bird, candidate, is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
This is Congresswoman Goodfox, second.
I have a motion from Congressman Tillman and a second from Congresswoman Goodfox. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Passes. Next person would be Mr. Paul Beemore. His information up. I have known Mr. Beemore for quite some time. We're fortunate to have him from the Navajo Nation, who had him for approximately a year.
This is Congresswoman Goodfox. I move that Paul Beemore is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay, we have a motion for Mr. Beemore.
Second. Speaker Tillman.
Under a motion by Congresswoman Goodfox and a second, Mr. Speaker Tillman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay. Next on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Signify by saying aye.
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 We are